The new Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has signalled another shake-up to the higher education sector. He's flagged the possible reintroduction of enrolment caps on universities and the abolition of the compulsory student services and amenities fees. Well, to discuss that, I'm joined by our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, in Canberra. Sabra, what has the Minister, Christopher Pyne, had to say about these policy changes?
Well, the new education minister has given a number of interviews to the newspapers this morning about his planned reviews and changes, and we were given two assurances this morning that the minister would ring in and speak to AM about those proposed changes as well. Unfortunately, that has not happened. But what he has told the papers today is that he's possibly reintroducing caps on university places, flagging a review here of that. The former Labor government abolished enrolment caps on places, which has basically prompted 190,000 extra enrolments on what the universities had been expecting. Now, Mr. Pyne had told Fairfax that he thought the demand-driven system was one of the three particular areas that he needed to look at, that he was worried that there'd been quality had been an issue here, that flooding places with too many students had meant perhaps that the teaching standards weren't as good. He's also flagged that the compulsory student and amenities fee, which was introduced last year to help universities pay for amenities and services and sports facilities and grounds, could be abolished as well. He's told the Fin Review that we didn't vote for it, the Coalition didn't vote for it, and that they would look to get rid of it possibly by as early as May next year. Now, that will be an interesting issue for him to deal with, given that the regional universities supported this, and also given that National Party MPs were very much in favour of this as well, saying that regional universities needed it. And Mr. Pyne has also flagged that they're going to do away with targets that were introduced under Labor to help boost the numbers of lower socioeconomic students in universities, but also to increase the number of people who actually hold university degrees. The previous government had set a 40% goal of that by 2025, I think it was, but Mr. Pyne has flagged that he's going to get rid of those goals as well.
Well, Sabra, as you point out, there's some real history, especially on the fees issue, but if the fees changes were hardly surprising, to what extent is this reintroduction of the enrolment cap expected or unexpected?
Well, at several points, Mr. Pyne in opposition has given assurances that there would be no change to this. In fact, I'm holding an old press release in my hand dated August 26, 2012, where he said the Coalition has no plans to increase or cap places. And indeed, just a couple of months ago on 7:30 report, he said that the Coalition had no plans to restore the cap. We do believe the more students who are going to university, the better. But not only that, earlier this year, Tony Abbott gave a speech to Universities Australia where he said basically the sector had been subject to constant change. And he said, first and foremost, under a coalition government, he would be offering stable and consultative government. He said, if we put in place a policy or program, we'll see it through. And if we have a change, we will consult beforehand rather than impose it.
Things change in government. Sabra Lane, our Chief Political Correspondent in Canberra.